Lesson 18. The Violins of Cremona. Stringed instruments have existed for thousands of years. The oldest records and specimens of these musical instruments come from ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia, territory in present-day Iraq. And these include examples that run the gamut from the guitar and the ukulele to the harp and the piano. However, the violin, which is one of the most widely used instruments in the world, didn't emerge until after the Middle Ages. No one person is credited with creating the violin, but its development is rooted in northern Italy during the 16th century, when many violin makers were trying to master its creation. Many of the most famous violin makers came from one place, Cremona, Italy. The Amati family began making stringed instruments in Cremona in the late 1500s. It was a pupil of this family, Antonio Stradivari, who is said to have perfected the violin about 100 years later. Few masters of the violin would cavil at the proposition that, among violin makers, Stradivari is a nonpareil. Over a long and productive lifetime, he created more than 1,000 instruments, of which perhaps 2/3 are extant. He was still busy in his workshop when he died in 1737 at the age of 93. If Stradivari had a rival, and most experts would maintain that he does not, that person is Giuseppe Guarnieri. Also a native of Cremona, he was born in 1698, 54 years after Stradivari. His output was smaller than Stradivari's, with an estimated 100 of his violins still surviving. It is said that a Stradivarius gives a pure, silvery tone that stimulates an aristocratic mien in the violinist, while a Guarnierius has an earthier, less august tone. Violinist Kyung-Hwa Chung, who uses a Guarnierius, likens playing it to feeling the dirt under your feet. The ineffable sound qualities of Stradivarius and Guarnierius violins have not been reproduced in any other violins made since. Typically, the body of a violin is constructed from an assemblage of about 70 small pieces of wood glued together. It's known that Stradivari and Guarnieri use softwoods such as spruce or pine for the front of the violin body, but it's not known what techniques Stradivari and Guarnieri used to treat the wood, which is what affects the violin sound. There are some theories about these techniques, however. One theory is that prolonged immersion in seawater made the wood more porous, thereby allowing the sound to vibrate freely. Another theory suggests that the tone was the result of the great attention paid to the reddish-brown varnish applied in the final stage of production. We know that each violin maker painstakingly guarded the method of the preparation and use of the varnish, which not only enhanced the acoustical properties of the instruments, but also gave them a rich, beautiful patina. Following the deaths of Stradivari and Guarnieri and their immediate successors, violin making in Cremona became a lost art until 1938, when an attempt was made to resuscitate it. In that year, a school for violin makers was opened under the auspices of the Italian government. Enrollment is limited to 100, and only one applicant in four is accepted. On successfully completing the 4-year course, students receive the coveted Maestro di Luthieria diploma. The 700-year-old Cremona City Hall houses a fine collection of violins, including a Stradivarius, a Guarnierius, and two Amatis. Every morning, a rapt audience of students from the school and visiting tourists listen to the mellifluous music as the curator of the instruments plays one or two of them to keep them in good form.